for a few nights there and said, we'll put you on the list of one of the houses to be watched every night.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I thought about it later and it got funny to me thinking about it. Sounded kind of like one of those Jack Webb things, you know.
Yeah.
And so I got to laughing about it later, but I'll tell you, it wasn't funny that night. And I asked one of them, I said, but, well, they said they had to go, and one of them said, I'm going to make a report on this. I said, well, bless your heart, make it.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of them was standing there, and I asked him his name, and he said, and I said, are you, by any chance, Hattie's son? He said, yes. And so, of course, I'd known his mother and his grandmother and his sister and their, I mean, his mother's sister and all of them. Because his daddy, his granddaddy was sheriff here for years. And so I said, well, will somebody stay with me till I can get my brother over here? And so this boy stayed, and I called Pat. And that was not too long, my T and Grace Mary. And I said, Pat, would you come over here? So he said, yes, he would. And be right there just as soon as he could get something on where he wouldn't get arrested. So he and Grace came right on over. And as they were coming out of the driveway, they were over there on Fairground then. As they were coming out, they met Patrick coming in. He'd been to church. And he wouldn't know where they're going. And so they told him, so he got in and came with them. And so I had to laugh later thinking, well, they had to bring a priest with them. And so Patrick spent the night with him. And I didn't think about he was afraid that I might get excited and use that. And so we sat up here and talked a couple of hours, I guess. And finally, I said, well, we better get in bed. And he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. Make a deal with you. I said, okay. He says, if you let me keep the revolver in my room, I'll let you keep that spray pen in your room. And I said, okay. So he took the revolver and put it in the front bedroom there where he was sleeping. And I took the spray pen back in my room.
Oh,
yes. He wasn't fixing me to have that revolver in my room.
Have you ever been, had a dog jump out and scare you?
No.
Yeah. Have you ever seen boys,
Well, I had one bite me on the leg one time.
Yes.
Still have a little scar there. There you go now, because that's when I was a child.
Have you ever seen boys throw something at dogs? Kids throw things at dogs?
Well, I don't recall any special time, but I suppose I have.
Birds? What do they usually do?
Rocks, I guess.
Have you ever gone to visit somebody and found that they weren't home?
Oh, yes.
What do you say?
No, I don't mean to visit for a vacation, anything like that.
No, but I mean, what would you say, you know, to yourself? Well, he's not, you know.
Well, I didn't think anything good. I just came home.
Okay. When you drink coffee, what do you like it?
Black.
Do you have any other names? Have you ever heard of any other names for coffee without milk and sugar?
No.
Yeah.
On the black coffee. Now I like a jig of whiskey in my cup of coffee.
You do. Do you ever put milk in your tea?
No, I don't put milk in tea, coffee, anything. Mm-hmm. I don't use sugar or cream for anything. In fact, I haven't bought any sugar since my husband has been gone, because I don't use it. But I keep sucral and saccharin and stuff like that in case somebody